You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Wednesday, August 7th, and the Most Interesting Thing in Tech is the Black Hat Security Conference in Las Vegas this week. And it's a conference where all kinds of really smart researchers, who are, for the most part, trying to make the internet safer and trying to make our gadgets safer, reveal their exploits and their research. And when you hear about what's coming out and what's vulnerable, it's terrifying. It's ultimately good that we learn where we're vulnerable, but it's terrifying to hear about it. So, two stories that we broke on Wire today, super interesting. First, Boeing 787s. So, there's a researcher digging into how the planes work, and he finds a server with a huge batch of unprotected code from Boeing. He spends a year digging into it. At the end of the year, he becomes convinced that maybe, not certainly, but maybe, you could generate an attack from the in-flight system all the way to mission-critical controls, thereby potentially hijacking an airplane electronically. Boeing says this is impossible, the planes are safe, they have many protections, but still, it's worrisome. The second one, which is probably even more relevant to you at this very moment, is a hack that was explained in iMessage, or a vulnerability. And it's one of those vulnerabilities where you don't have to do anything. When we think about getting hacked, we think about clicking on a bad link or making some kind of stupid mistake where we don't notice that there's a little misspelling in the text that's sent to us. But no, this vulnerability in iMessage is one where someone can just send a text to your phone and the information that comes back exposes a vulnerability that can then be exploited. We saw one of these in WhatsApp. Nation states have been able to target people using this kind of exploit. It is a much more effective way of targeting someone because if I can just send a message to your phone and get access without having to trick you into doing something, great for me and stinks for you. So how do you stay safe? In the Boeing example, it's on the company. You got to just assume that they build in redundancy, they build in protections, they protect their data better. I think it'll probably be okay. On iMessage, part of the reason is that it's such a complicated program with animojis and all these different things you can use, which creates a larger attack surface. What can you do to be safe? You just got to update your software. As soon as Apple finds out about these things, it will fix them. If you update your software, you'll be protected, but it is a good lesson in the dangers that are out there. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, and please don't get hacked in the meantime.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.